radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Gorgeous woman. Sitting behind me is, of course, the lovely Claire, who joins us every Friday in the third hour to bring her perspective on world events. And what do you want to talk about first?
Well, I'd like to start by saying that one item I noticed that was completely unheralded by the corporate news is the fact that the U.S. Anti-Terrorism Center has now been given sweeping powers by the Obama administration to surveil anybody, even if they've not done anything that makes them look suspicious. And the rule of law is eroding in this country at an absolutely accelerated pace.
The law is doing just fine. It's the Constitution that's being eroded. I mean, this is a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment. Mm-hmm. And part of the problem I have with this, of course, is that they're only going to be looking at the politically correct indicators of possible criminal activity. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, unless and until the use of prescription antidepressants, ADHD drugs is included in that database as a possible factor to watch for, then this database isn't going to work. Mm-hmm. Plus, a lot of these databases they're using to collect information are flawed. We know there's been a huge problem with bad data showing up in all of these databases. In fact, I think it's pretty much a common problem where people will get their credit report and they'll find items on that report that have nothing to do with their own history. It was simply misassigned or a similar spell. Look at the terrorist no-fly list and how many people are on there because of misspellings of their names or because their names are close to somebody else. And of course, anything being data mined from social networks is automatically suspect, because if you were to analyze the American people based on Facebook, you know, we're all tall, hunky men and gorgeous bikini bod babes. And that's, we know that's not true. Take a look here, you know.
But it does concern me the degree to which we have moved away from the true rule of law to the rule of man. And it appears that we're sort of backsliding into this Code Napoleon area, where if you're just an average human being, of course, this doesn't apply to the bankers or the people who launder drug money. Doesn't apply to them. But most people are now considered guilty until they can prove their innocence, which is exactly what happened with Code Napoleon law.
Well, we've seen that again with the handling of these so-called terror suspects. And again, mentioning that European court basically found the CIA guilty of torture of a man. They got the wrong guy. And he didn't get his trial. He didn't get a judge. He didn't get habeas corpus. He wasn't even allowed to talk to any lawyers or his family. He simply vanished from the face of the earth, and they're torturing him. And they had the wrong guy. The reason the United States has the system of justice, or used to have the system of justice, was to basically admit the fact that government and police and prosecutors can and do make mistakes all the time. We know there are coerced confessions. We know there's fraudulent evidence. And the system was set up originally to protect ordinary people from the tendency of government and prosecutors to basically bend the rules to get a victory. And now we're in a situation where somebody can say, I think they're a terrorist suspect, and boom, you're vanished from the street and you're off there being tortured. For you Kafka fans, you know, where are Saddam's weapons of mass destruction? He doesn't have any. Oh, we'll waterboard him. They Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, they waterboarded him 187 times before he confessed to 9/11. Now, of course, the military tribunal that is reviewing his case is saying, you can't mention that he was tortured into confessing. Just come in, say he confessed, let us execute him, end of story. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Michael Anthony's Private Stock, your source for all natural, high quality, affordable, energizing, rejuvenating, powerful, healing herbal formulas. Hi, I'm Michael Anthony. Over 25 years ago, I designed my own line of herbal formulas to serve as allies in defending the body's health and well-being. My product line is a complete arsenal of protection. To find out more about my exclusive formulas, call 845-231-1094, 845-231-1094, or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's exclusive herbal formulas.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Basically saying that the court is only interested in the fact that he did confess to 9/11 and that mention of how he was treated, the 187 waterboardings it took to get the confession, mm-hmm. is irrelevant.
Well, not only that, but this is a blanket decision by this military judge at Gitmo that none of the accused who are on, well, let's say the kangaroo trial, I mean, how can you characterize it as anything other? The evidence would fall apart and just die in a real U.S. court of law. But no person who was accused can say anything about how they were treated. And this means to me that waterboarding wasn't the worst thing that happened to a lot of these guys.
We already know that. Binyam Mohammed was released by the U.S. After he promised he would never go public about what was done to him, and then, mm-hmm. of course, immediately he went public.
Yep.
There are scars on his body that indicate far worse things than waterboarding was
right.
being done,
mm-hmm.
Involving sharp knives and very sensitive parts of his anatomy.
Yep.
We know because of this European court decision where basically this guy they thought was a terror suspect and he was completely innocent, they were sodomizing him. So, yeah, these things are going on. The reason that Obama is never going to allow these guys in Guantanamo, who are still in Guantanamo, to go, how they're all getting really depressed and committing suicide, is because they can't be seen in public. There was severe embarrassment to the U.S. Their bodies bear the signs of horrific tortures inflicted on them.
Absolutely.
To get them to say where Saddam had his weapons of mass destruction, for all you Kafka fans out there.
And I noted one source this morning had a poll in which, in fact, it was HuffPo, and that there was a surprising number of Americans who felt that torture could be necessary under some circumstances. Well, guys, here's the deal. Since the time of the Catholic Inquisition in Spain, we have known, and we know today, that the only thing torture does is get the tortured guy to say whatever the heck he thinks his torturers want to hear in order to get the torture to stop. Period. End of discussion. It's not a useful modality at all. And when the United States tortures or outsources torture, here's what happens. People around the world understand that in spite of all the bloviating by our officials, that the values of democracy and human rights are practiced in this country in the breach rather than the observance, and makes us look like hypocrites around the world. Also, when the United States tortures or outsources torture, it gives carte blanche to any government around the world to torture American civilians or American military, and all those in our audience, and I know we have a few who have family or friends who are serving right now, please chew on that last one for a little while. Just chew on it for a little while, because when we torture, we give carte blanche to hostile governments to torture Americans. You know, is this
the way? There's also the other counterproductive situation. When they grab these guys off the street, they might not be terrorists, but by the time they get let go, they certainly are going to be. And again, maybe that's what the U.S. real goal is. We're going to grab a bunch of completely innocent people. We're going to torture them and turn them into terrorist monsters. Then we've got them to use as an excuse to invade their government and take over their oil fields and their gold mines and stuff. But, we've gone down this dark path, just the same way that the Nazis did. Concentration camps, wars started with lies and fraud, a persecuted religious minority, and the use of torture to extract confession.
And one thing, and I know I've said it before on this show, but I'd like to kind of emphasize it. What is happening in these far-flung regions, torture, incarceration for God knows what reason, those things are not going to stay in those far-flung regions. They're coming right back to the homeland. And one of the things I have noticed, and you mentioned it with the officer who killed the guy who got caught up on his seatbelt, has been sort of a policy, if you will, of the brutalization of American citizens through all sorts of different actors, through the TSA, through the police, through how people are treated by their
do
alleged...
Do as you're told or we'll kill you, and nothing bad will happen to me. That's basically the attitude.
and there has to be a point where one of two things is going to happen. We are going to come to a breaking point between the people and the government of this country. And I hope that that breaking point is economic rather than being any kind of military situation or hostile demonstrations that turn violent, because the U.S. government is ready for a violent confrontation. I would like to hope that this coming transition is not going to be one at all with bullets and bombs, but with keyboards and people writing to the sound, if you will, of truth and sharing it with each other where we can. I mean, the Department of Homeland Security has purchased millions of rounds of what are called hollow point bullets. Now, these hollow point bullets have only one objective. It's not to wound. It's not less than lethal, as allegedly tasers are, and we know that's not true. A hollow point bullet is engineered to shred through a human being and turn that human being into bloody bits.
Yeah, the hollow point bullets are not for target shooting. Yep. They are designed to kill human beings. And the government is arming themselves. They're buying this ammunition and these guns for things like the National Weather Service got an armory.
And Social Security, too.
Well, I can understand people being unhappy with Social Security when all of a sudden Social Security starts saying, you know, all that money that you paid in your working life?
It's not there.
We don't have it. The government went and spent it to buy more missiles for Israel. So there's going to be some anger there. But the National Weather Service, I can't imagine anybody would have any violent thoughts toward the National Weather Service.
No, that's ridiculous.
You know, particularly bad. It's not like we trust them to accurately tell us the weather in the first place. So, but and to be very honest, I don't really think these kind of minor bureaucrats are really going to man the barricades against enraged Americans. I think that the first time the violence actually starts, they're going to drop their guns and run. So we'll just pick them all up and sell them surplus when it's all over.
But I do see a terrible acceleration, if you will, in the brutalization of Americans, in the way that school children are treated, in this sort of endless back and forth between juvenile facilities and a school. Schools should be educating our kids and doing everything to get kids engaged, involved, and make it work for the kids. But this obviously isn't happening.
No, it is not. No. It's indoctrination. And like I said in that earlier story, the educational guidelines coming down from the federal government is to not expose kids to the classics of American literature, but to simply get them programmed to read and follow instruction manuals and again, only give them the education necessary to be useful to the factories and the farms. And that's and this is an echo of the policy that we saw in the antebellum plantations, where it was forbidden to teach slaves how to read. It was forbidden to teach slaves anything other than how to do the immediate useful job. And if you were a plantation owner and out of the goodness of your heart, you wanted to educate your slaves a little better, the state could take the slaves away from you because they were a danger to the system.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, I was reading an article today how a labor leader was asking or imploring Obama to help the unions and the poor who got him elected. And I thought, I had a real face-to-palm moment there. This guy did not realize that whoever got elected felt that the workers of this country are completely expendable and that all domestic and foreign policy was going to be dictated by the large corporations that fund the election cycle. I mean, that's it, pure and simple. We've got a situation where the better jobs are being outsourced, and that remains rapid, that remains very intense. And we have a literal attempt at the destruction of America's middle class, upon which American prosperity for so many years had been premised.
Well, right now, the goal, of course, is prosperity only for the bankers. Again, the money junkies are ruling the system. We have this Ponzi scheme central bank that any time a nation is enslaved to it throughout history, the end result has been the same. Riches for the bankers and poverty and deprivation for the common people. And,
right.
And that's exactly where we are right now. I mean, you know, today, Friday after the radio show, Claire and I are going out to scrounge up more food for this homeless food program. And it's never enough. And the lines are getting longer and younger.
Yeah.
And yet here we've got Boehner and Obama are talking about they got to cut food stamps, they got to cut Social Security, they got to cut Medicare. But, oh, boy, we're going to give Israel an additional $100 million to work on their anti-missile.
Dome.
No, not Iron Dome.
Okay.
Arrow and David Sling, because Iron Dome was a complete fiasco during Pillar of Cloud. And that's the attitude. The American people don't count any longer. All they want from you is money, votes, and soldiers, and they don't even really need the votes anymore.
Absolutely. And the thing that I think annoys me so incredibly about this aid to Israel is that under U.S. law, every dime that we give to Israel is illegal because the Symington Amendment says very specifically that the U.S. government is forbidden to give any kind of financial or military aid to any country that A, does not sign the NNPT, the Non-Nuclear Proliferation Treaty, and B, will not have its nuclear weapons inspected. Well, guess what? Israel fits completely on both categories. It is a nuclear-armed nation which refuses to sign the NNPT and refuses to have its nuclear sites inspected.
The United Nations General Assembly just voted through another resolution only a week.
Yeah. Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
To the show, and despite all the manipulation, we did not have a happy ending for Friday on the stock market. The indicators were, they started really low and they did get up, but not quite high enough to get into the green. They are now basically saying the .223 rifle that was found at the Connecticut school shooting is a Bushmaster rifle. And again, looking at the security arrangements the school had, where during school hours, all of the outside door, the exterior doors are locked, and entry is possible only through this video monitored portal where you have to identify yourself to somebody inside the administration before they'll let you in. How did he get this rifle inside? It's just kind of a weird, weird set of situations. And again, it's good timing for the gun grabbers because apparently in Chicago, and this is the one that Rahm Emanuel was whining about, the federal appeals court has tossed a state ban on carrying concealed weapons. So we're going to see a full court press to convince us all that guns are bad and we can't be trusted with weapons. We've got to trust those police officers who'll come in with their non-lethal deadly tasers and, you know, basically rush down there about 17 minutes after you dial 911 and deal with the crazy. We're going to take a phone call. Steve in Florida. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Afternoon, Mike. I guess Claire's gone.
So yeah, she decided she'd said enough.
She had enough. Hey, you know, I probably like most citizens are completely disgusted, ashamed, you name it, of this this last so-called election that we had. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and the stuff that went on in Tampa, and you know, just the whole thing. It was an embarrassment worldwide. The world loved Ron Paul.
Yes.
But you have that puppet sitting there, that puppet thing. And for those, wave to us on. You have wave to us.
Yeah,
on
it's still up there in the back.
You have it
here,
way up there on that thing, and I'm sick of looking at it because all I can think of is, oh my God, that again.
Oh, all right,
I'm
not in love with it.
Well, or pack it up for 3.5 years and bring it out, you know, and say, hey, remember this?
Yeah.
Remember what happened last time?
Sell it to that reality show that looks for defunct toys or something like that. Yeah, I just put it up there because I don't have any other place to do it, but I'm not really in love with it.
I don't know. I get a visceral reaction from that whole thing. Was just a shenanigans and just the need I go on. But I look at that thing and like there was actually a fight between Mitt and Obama. Come on now.
Oh no, there actually was a fight. It was a fight between who had the best vote riggers. You know, and we saw how in both the Republican and the Democratic case, the conventions were just stage managed and they were ignoring their own elected delegates. They did everything they could to keep Ron Paul out of the GOP convention. Then we had that absolutely humiliating situation in the Democratic convention where they proposed a platform change to bring Israel back in. Got to make the Israelis happy, even though it's an American election. Got about it, Israel. And they basically put this motion to the floor, and the delegates, the Democratic Party's own elected delegates to the national convention, voted it down 3 times in a row. And the chairman simply declared by fiat, you know, it appears the motion is passed and carried, and everybody's booing. And it again, it just underscores the fact we have a puppet regime in Washington, D.C. that serves a foreign power.
Like somebody made it up. We saw it with our own eyes.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't halfway around the world. You know, there were no Mitt Romney signs on anybody's yard.
Oh, well, there's a lot of fraud, We caught them faking the photos of their Romney's public appearances. We caught them photoshopping to make the crowd look larger. But, you know, Romney's vote riggers just weren't as good as Obama's vote riggers is what it comes down to.
Right, exactly. And, you know, the whole thing just, to me, Mike, it just made me sick, and it brought the whole thing, you know, just like crystal clear about how lied we are to in this so-called government that we live in, and to see that stupid puppet thing just, you know, why rehash it? Why should I be nauseated every time?
It's just decor. It's just I can't afford a Christmas tree. That's it. I'll put a string of lights on them, okay? Will that make it better?
Okay. Yeah, put like a thing so you can't tell who it is.
Oh, I'll just turn them around to face the wall, okay? Anything to make the listeners happy. All right, we're going to let you go here, Steve, because we're coming down to the end of the segment. I got to take a commercial break, and then I got a few more stories I got to get to before the end of the program. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Still keeping an eye. The corporate media isn't reporting on hardly anything other than this Connecticut school shooting, and they're all talking about how old...
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aeron. Aeron is different from ozone. Aeron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aeron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aeron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air. Destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
America, welcome back to the show here, and Obama has now ordered all the flags lowered to half staff, and just going to get that message home, dead kids, guns are bad, and they're making a big deal. Apparently, the shooter had a Glock, a Sig Sauer handgun, and they're still going on that he had 223 Bushmaster rifle. That's the puzzle. Given the security they had at the school, where he has to pass through this video-monitored portal to get in, how did he get the rifle in there? That one is making absolutely no sense to me at all. And, you know, they're starting to talk about, well, obviously he hit mental problems and obviously with, you know, some kind of trouble. And they're dancing around the idea that he's had a mental problem. Yeah, gee, you think? And they're saying, obviously, it was not being properly managed. Maybe it was being managed. That's my point. Why is it we never hear what prescription medications these guys are on? Dark Knight shooter, Portland, Oregon mall shooter, Connecticut shooter. A real objective investigation into what's going on here has to include antidepressants and ADHD drugs. because there is a track record of these medications triggering inexplicable violence in the people taking them. But we understand what's going on. The pharmaceutical companies are going to these TV networks and saying, remember, we advertise a lot on your network. We buy a lot of advertising for our new Wizzo drug here, and you don't want to harm our customer base. Same thing that Monsanto did at Fox News with the synthetic bovine growth hormone. Same thing that we're doing all over California to get the corporate media to toe the line on the No on 37 campaign. If 37 passes, we're going to yank our advertising from you. That's how out of control the money power is in this country. The only thing that makes sense to me is that this guy was on some kind of prescription medication and he just fried. Going to be looking into that a little bit more detail and start finding some of these stories about the link between ADHD drugs and teen violence and suicide. I want to know what was in this guy's medicine chest. Remember, we were reporting earlier, once people get on that prescription treadmill, they're buying pill after pill after pill. The average American, once they surrender themselves to orthodox medicine, they'll have an average of something like 12 to 15 bottles in their medicine chest at the same time. Just pills, 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 pills. Anyway. Obviously, this Christmas, one of the hot items that is being bought for gift are these tablets and other electronic devices that have, you know, apps on them, smartphones and so forth and so on. A study from the Federal Trade Commission has found that most mobile apps for kids are collecting information from children, including their device IDs, phone numbers, locations, and other private information without the parents' knowledge or consent. Nearly 60% of the mobile apps the FTC reviewed from Google Play and Apple App Stores transmitted the device ID. They also often shared that ID with an advertising network, analytics company, or third party. Of those 235 mobile apps, 14 transmitted the location of the device and the phone numbers. More than half of the apps also contained interactive features like in-app purchases and advertising that were not disclosed to parents. Get them to hit that button, run up that little that credit card number or that gift card number. It's all about marketing. It's bad enough that your phones are surveilling you and listening to you and watching you without your permission. Now that device you bought and paid for and own, now it's been turned into another advertising delivery system. And they're targeting kids with it. Now, speaking of spying, we were talking about this new National Counterterrorism Center that's going to be collecting data on all of you. It's time to go back and revisit something called Echelon. This kind of came and went as a bit of a public scandal many, many years ago. And what it was is Echelon is a network of interception stations, listening to satellites, radio waves, whatever. And it was set up among the United States, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, Britain, all these Echelon partners. And what they would do is each of these countries would listen to the communications of citizens of the other countries, then they'd trade. And this was being done to get around things like the Fourth Amendment, back in the days when the U.S. government still actually tried to obey the Constitution. And so the U.S. government would say, well, the Fourth Amendment says we can't listen to Michael Rivero's, you know, telephone calls, but we'll get the Echelon station in New Zealand, which is a bit of a waste because we have one of them right here in Hawaii. We'll get New Zealand to listen to what Michael is up to, and then they'll just give it to us, and that way we've got the information, but technically we haven't violated the Fourth Amendment. Now, this is all going to become news again because down in New Zealand, there is a major lawsuit that is coming out of this whole mega upload copyright case, and it is going to drag the Echelon spy network and what it's been doing into the public eye. And basically this all goes back to the raid on mega upload and how it was basically tied in to evidence acquired through Echelon in violation of New Zealand law and protection. So this is all going to become, you know, part of this public record here. And it's the code name for Echelon is Five Eyes. These five countries that partnered together to create a spy network to spy on each other's citizens and then just trade the information to evade civil protections on the population. Now, in the category of health, we're all familiar with BPA. It's this plastic that is used to line food packaging. It's supposed to be flavor neutral so that you're not picking up metallic taste from cans or plastic taste from the plastic. But the BPA, the bisphenol A, it's an endocrine imitator, and it has been found to have toxic effect on the brain and the nervous system. And France has now voted to ban the use of BPA. They're starting immediately on all baby food packaging and all food containers a year after that. So a little bit of a victory for people who are tired of all these chemicals that are put into our food and food packaging for the benefit of the corporations. They think it'll sell, and it's just reckless disregard for its health effects. I was talking earlier about this water bottle I have from Hydro Flask, and along with being very insulated, they made a point on their label of saying BPA-free. There's no BPA. It's all stainless steel. You need to avoid that stuff. So some companies are getting the message. Some companies are getting the message, no chemicals, no GMO. I reported yesterday on what we were told by our local Safeway's produce manager. Safeway is voluntarily going to start putting GMO, non-GMO labeling on their produce so that people can buy it. Because I think Safeway figured out, you know, we're going to buy the stuff that's labeled non-GMO. And if something doesn't have a label, we're not going to buy it just to be sure. Could be non-GMO, but we're not going to buy it because it's not labeled as such. So they're going to start doing that. Over in New York, in Pulaski, they have succeeded in finally getting fluoride removed from their city water. Now, fluoride is a mild tranquilizer. It was pitched as something that was going to help tooth decay if it was in the drinking water. It has since been documented that drinking fluoride has no effect on tooth decay. Topically applied fluoride, yes. Drinking it, no. More and more communities are saying we don't want it. Here in Hawaii, they got rid of fluoridation quite a few years ago. And we're very, very glad to be in a fluoride-free area. Don't mess with water. Stop tinkering with our biochemistry. Stop messing with our brains. Stop hacking the code of life. You guys don't know what you're doing, and you don't even really care. You're just looking for the next big thing you can market and get on out there and make money with. It's a reckless disregard. Now, we have talked before about some of the problems up in Canada with the so-called resident schools that were being run by the church and the hideous abuses inflicted on Native Canadian children and the deaths. Well, we've got one here now, domestic. Apparently, this has to do with a place called the Arthur G. Dozier School for Boys in the Florida Panhandle. There were a lot of deaths reported there. Researchers at the University of South Florida are basically excavating the site, and they're finding far more graves than were originally expected. And the school was closed in June of 2011 after the degree of abuse and death became public, and they're now finding out it was a lot worse. Remember what Claire was saying about our school system seems to want to brutalize our children, to create a brutal society ready to invade and conquer the rest of the world. This seems to be part of that pattern here. Officially, 81 deaths were reported at the school. So far, they found 98 boys aged 6 to 18, and two adult staff members were buried there. They're now saying, the University of South Florida team is saying they found nearly twice as many burials as we were led to believe existed there. Let's see here. Well, here's a mouthful. Dichlorophenol-containing pesticides are now linked to food allergies. The chemical is also used to chlorinate tap water. Now, we know food allergies are on the rise. Well, guess what? It's not the food. It's the chemicals going in there. MSG, aspartame, high fructose corn syrup. Earlier this week, I had the misfortune to accidentally eat something that contained high fructose corn syrup. It was my fault. I didn't read the label. And it immediately triggered a severe hypoglycemia attack. which is why I know this nonsense coming from the fructose manufacturers that it's just the same as sugar. They were running an ad campaign on that. It isn't. I can eat regular cane sugar without any problem whatsoever. I get any fructose in me and my whole insulin system goes wacko. They wanted to rename it corn sugar so that you didn't know what there was going on. They already do that with monosodium glutamate. They have about 20, 30 different names for monosodium glutamate because they know people want to avoid it, but the manufacturers love to put it in the food because it makes you eat more. Then you go back to the store and you buy more, and they make more money. On a planet that is cursed with massive famine, American food companies are deliberately adding chemicals to the food to make you buy and eat more. That's why America has an obesity crisis. It's not a lack of exercise. It's not being lazy. Our food is dosed with chemicals that make us eat more. Monosodium glutamate, it's billed as a flavor enhancer, but what it really does is it scrambles up the signal in the brain that tells you you've eaten enough and that you're satisfied. If you're not getting that signal, you keep on eating long after you've had enough. When scientists need to have fat rats for obesity studies, they have to dose them with MSG because left to themselves, rats only eat what they need to eat. In nature, you don't see fat rats. So they dose them with MSG to screw up the brain signals and then they feed them and the rats will get fat. MSG is actually prescribed as a treatment for people who are not eating enough, like elderly people who've lost their sense of smell and their taste buds and they're not getting any satisfaction from food, they tend not to eat. And so they'll dose the food with MSG to get them to eat more. It's not a flavor enhancer. It's a medication. So now they're looking at this dichlorophenol pesticides and they're finding out that it's enhancing allergies. It's associated with food allergies. Just all these chemicals out there. Believe it or not, there is now a call for a ban on helium balloons. You know, you go into every supermarket or flower shop, they got these Mylar balloons up there full of helium. Everybody loves them. Apparently, we are coming up on a shortage of helium, and there is a concern that there won't be enough for all these high-tech instruments that need helium, medical scanners, terahertz scanners, all of these other high-tech devices. Thermographs, some thermographs use helium. And so now they're saying we must conserve our precious helium resources and so you can't have balloons any longer. Getting a little weird out there. Now, Bob Ballard, this is not entirely a new story, but I'm going to bring it up here. Basically, Bob Ballard is finding more and more evidence that the story of the great flood of Noah, which appears in a lot of ancient literature, it's not just in the Bible. In fact, most people think that the biblical story of Noah was lifted pretty much intact from the Epic of Gilgamesh, which also has a story of a flood and a big boat and people waiting out the flood and releasing the bird to go find seas. And what Ballard is finding is there was a massive flood. It wasn't global, wasn't planetary. It happened in the area of the Black Sea. They're finding evidence to suggest that 12,000 years ago, there was a lake where the Black Sea is now with a much lower level than the Mediterranean. And there was this isthmus of land across what is now the Bosphorus, and it collapsed. And the Mediterranean just poured through this gap and flooded out that ancient lake and raised its level to that of the Mediterranean. And that is where the story of the Great Flood came from. And I know that Ballard is finding evidence of human settlements way down in the Black Sea where the old shore of the lake used to be. So it's a very, very compelling argument that that is the origin of the story, that it was a geological event, massive flooding. And it did. It found there are even Chinese ancient texts that talk about a great deluge and the people who survived it. Now, we have a situation here in Hawaii where the military are not only using and storing but practicing with depleted uranium munitions both on the Big Island and here on Oahu. And the problem with that, of course, is that when you use a depleted uranium munition against a target, it vaporizes. It goes into the wind. It goes into the dust. when the wind blows, and it's been blowing very heavily here, that stuff starts to blow all over the place. It gets into people. We're going to start seeing here the same problems with massive birth defects and cancers and leukemias that they're already seeing in Iraq. But the military loves these munitions. They're cheap because it's just the waste product from refining uranium or enriching uranium for nuclear weapons. It's denser than lead, carries more kinetic energy to the target. Hey, it's great. Who cares if we toxify the earth? Who cares that our own soldiers coming back from Iraq?
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me 5 Drowning Harvests. 4 Dollar Guests, 3 Fell Auto Makers, 2 Melting Ice Caps, and the Fear Mongering Documentary.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I used to have a lot of respect for Harry Belafonte. There was a very nice documentary that came out. We talked about it on the show, about his work to end racial discrimination against blacks, both here in the United States of America and around the world. And I had a lot of respect for that. But I have lost all of that because apparently Harry Belafonte was recently on with Al Sharpton on Al Sharpton's TV show and basically came out and said Obama needs to work like a third world dictator and just put all these guys in jail, referring to Republicans. And maybe Harry has just been spending too much time microwaving his hair, or drying his hair in the microwave oven, or his medications are catching up with him. But that's a very alarming statement to come from somebody who used to stand for fairness and justice. And it almost seems that now that Obama is president, Belafonte feels that we're on top and we should act like it. It's fallen into the same trap we've seen with so many other supposedly oppressed people, and they turn out to be the worst oppressors of all. Got an email from a listener saying that apparently pet food companies load up their pet food with MSG, so your animal will eat more, and you will have to buy more of the pet food, and this is why America's pets tend to be very obese. It's all about making the money. It's not what's best for the animal. It's not even what's best for you. It's about what's best for that stockholder report. We all need to be very, very skeptical of what we put in our mouths or rub into our bodies. And we need to be prepared to basically live our lives without a lot of the stuff we're told we ought to have and be pouring on our bodies and rubbing into our belly buttons and dripping in our ears. So, anyway, a lot of stuff flying back and forth about the Newtown shooter and that tragedy at the school. But they're basically out here. There's yet another press conference where they're basically saying 27 victims at the school, 20 of them were children. The gunman himself, they're still not saying if he shot himself or if somebody else shot him. Six other people, including the school psychiatrist and the principal. And there's a lot of rumors flying all over the place. And again, the gun grabbers are going to just, they're going to pound on this thing, that we can stop all of this violence in our society if we just take the guns away. And a reminder, contrary to what the media is saying, this is not the worst school massacre in U.S. history. The Bath School Massacre, 38 dead, and no guns involved. Yesterday, a guy in China attacked a school, 22 children, with a knife. No guns involved. It's not the guns that are the problem. Something has affected these people. And given, again, going back to that Portland, Oregon situation where a week before it happened, he seemed to be perfectly fine. Liked to joke, just had a lot of...